Hello, Prey. I've been waiting for some time. Does class always let out this late? Don't scream, or I shoot you with one of my spines, and then we can continue this talk while you're writhing in the floor in blissful agony. I trust that you've been a good boy. Not that any other girl would dare try and take what's mine. You think they care what you think? That's funny. They could care less about what you think of our relationship. All that matters is that I, a manticore, want you. Do you want to know where I've been? You're so thoughtful. Well, I've been preparing a little surprise for you. You see, this time of year, the number of people on campus drops by a sizable amount, and that means it's easier for me to do what I want with you uninterrupted. Not that it was actually hard in the first place. My roommate left when she saw what I was, so my room's all mine. Now, we can walk to my dorm as a couple, or I can drag you there like my victim. Your choice. Tick tock, tick tock. I might be patient, but she isn't. You see, my tail practically has a mind of its own, and she is starved. She doesn't care about the thrill of victory. All she cares about is that treat between your legs. Good choice. Come with me, darling. Look how small your hand is in my paw. Come, my dorm isn't far. What did you think of my drawing? Don't lie. I could tell what you were thinking when you looked at it. They honestly weren't meant to be seen by you. I draw them in class because that's when I get to see you. Your face is in my head all the time. But memory, it's a fickle thing. It's like looking through a dirty window. You see, I know everything about you because of those drawings. Your exact height to the last decimal. How long you like your hair before you cut it. Every mark, natural and unnatural, on your skin. I know you haven't cut your hair yet this year. Do you really think an obsession like this happened over the course of half a school year? Guess when we first met. I want to know if you remember. No, not senior year. Not in junior. Keep going back. You're going in the right direction by skipping to seventh grade, but I think we both know that I've known you longer than that. It was the first grade. I don't blame you for not remembering. It was so long ago. My family moved here in the middle of the school year because my mother got a new job. And the other kids, they picked on me because of my tail, fur, and wings. My wings were completely black instead of the normal red that manticores sport, so that was another reason to make fun of me. But you stood up for me. You said that my black colors made me look cool. Of course, you got singled out for that, and the others didn't stop picking on me until second grade when I guess the class had a Batman phase. But You were the only person who had ever and has ever been nice to me. When you picked up that paper in class, I was charmed. I would have had a hard time keeping my paws off of you if it wasn't the single most embarrassing moment in my life. Well, I guess I never said anything because no one likes to be around manticores. When you're a kid, the only thing that you can get close to a relationship is a peck on the cheek. They don't know how it can be used as a weapon, and how much deeper the rabbit hole of depravity goes. When kids started going through puberty and being told about sex and how monster girls might start going after them, they become distant from other monster girls. But none get distance the way that I do. At least a hellhound has some redeeming qualities. What was I supposed to say to anyone at that time? Hey, I know that your folks just told you about monster girls, especially the monster girl that has a tail that puts female genitalia to shame, but I think it would be really cool if we could be friends. No one wants to hear that shit. So, I plotted to take you. I would make you mine, and you would see that I'm not that bad. I don't want to be the manicure that's sadistic. I want to show you that I actually care for you. But there was no way that you'd approach me on your own, and there's no way you'd actually be honest about anything with me. Taking you and showing you that I can be a good wife is the only way. And here I am fucking it up. I can't do anything right. Darling, please, give me a chance. I promise I'll be kind and gentle. I'll cover you in kisses and hold you against my chest. Even when I use my tail, I'll still hold you and stroke your hair and tell you that you are the greatest boy in the whole world. I didn't choose to be a manicure, so I'm not going to act like one, okay? I just want you to love me. That's all I want. I said too much. My dorm isn't far. Here we are. I'm naturally dominant, so I made the room to fit my needs. So many places that I can use to have my way with you. So many straps and chains, why it almost feels like a dungeon, don't you think? Stand in front of the table in the middle of the room. Do it. Good boy. Strip for me. No, I want to see the color of your underwear. Of course I mean all of it. You look so handsome. So adorable. Don't shake. I won't hurt you. I'm gonna make you feel good. Okay? Now lie down. Good boy. I didn't even have to get firm this time. Now I just have to position your arms and legs. Shh, you're okay. Before I put the straps on, are you comfortable? This position doesn't hurt you at all? Okay, good. You know, you never struck me as a boy who liked pain, so I made sure to get soft restraints. Isn't that thoughtful of me? How's that? Don't worry, I will be with you every step of the way. I'm the last person in the world who would want to hurt you. I just don't know how else to show my love, that's all. Now then, let's start. Ignore the spine. You'll learn to love them. Soon, you'll be begging me to stick you again and again. Just one little pinch, and it'll be over. Shh, shh, shh. Done. You see, that wasn't so bad. Now then, let's talk while my venom festers. Or, I'll talk and you do your best to pay attention. I don't like being rough. I hate it. But this is the only way that I'm sure you'll be claimed by me. The way my venom works is that it moves throughout your entire body before increasing sensitivity. The longer it's in your body, the stronger it gets. You're starting to feel that now, aren't you? The heat traveling all over your body. The heat that makes your entire body throb. The next thing it'll do is make the body sensitive. I could pick any patch of skin and it will be just as sensitive as the head of your tip. Yeah, the head of that tip. I can tell that whenever you squirm, the feeling of you rubbing against the table sends shockwaves of pleasure throughout your entire body. And now, for the third phase. Once it's completely spread throughout your entire body, it tricks your brain into sending out pleasure signals. It starts out small, a little pinprick here and there, but soon, it'll feel like your entire body is being massaged all at once. And now, the final phase. You're feeling the heat starting to circle around your body again. That's so what you feel continues to get more and more intense. Theoretically, I could leave you here and the venom will never stop circulating. It'll just get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Look at all that pre. Your body's gone into overdrive, producing everything it can that relates to sex and pleasure. Can you feel your balls sway as they churn more and more come from me? It may be a buzzing sensation too. I wonder how long I'll let the venom fester for. I kind of enjoy seeing you like this. It really makes up for the amount of time I've been watching you. How many times I've looked at you and felt my own body heat up and feel feverish. How I would duck into anywhere that was secluded and try to relieve myself to no avail. Orgasm after orgasm, but whenever I looked at you, my body still burned. The feeling only became worse as time passed. I don't know how much longer I could have waited before going absolutely crazy. The only time that I could think clearly was when I was imagining this moment. Oh, how many times I've tried to draw this scene, but the image never came out right. It was never perfect, and it made me mad until I realized it couldn't be perfect until you were actually with me. My venom, it's a fraction of my emotions. I want all of you. Everything you can give me, I want, and I will cherish and love it. Do you want it to stop? Why should I? You're right. What the hell was I thinking? I let the poison fester way too long for a beginner. I should have started milking the second the spine went into your skin. Don't worry, darling. I'll get the venom out. I'll lower my tail onto your cock. This is the only way to effectively milk you. I know it'll be intense, but if I were to use my paws or mouth, the poison will just continue to fester more and more between every orgasm I give you. And since you don't have a refractory period, my tail can milk you constantly and even prolong your orgasm. I promise you, it'll feel amazing, darling. There. I'll start milking you. Don't hold anything back. Just release it all into my tail. It'll keep sucking and sucking and sucking until you're dry. Shh, I've got you. Your manticore wife is right here. My hand is wrapped tightly around your hand, okay? Just focus on letting everything out. That's two loads worth. You're doing amazing, darling. I can feel you shooting rope after rope inside of me. It must feel like one continuous orgasm. Try your best not to jerk around. I don't want you to hurt yourself. That's it. Just lie limp and let my tail get the remaining venom out of you. I've got you, darling. Good boy. Your cock has gone limp in my tail. Normally, this is when I'd prick you again, but given the circumstances, I'll let you off easy. I'll release your cock now. You taste divine, darling. I'll undo these restraints. Let's get you off this table and into my warm arms. I've got you. Rest your head against my chest, okay? Good boy. I dreamed you pretty good. You're so sleepy. That's okay. I've waited so long to hold you like this. Close your eyes, darling. I can tell that you're struggling to keep them open. I love you so much. Too much, even. But you don't mind that, do you? Oh, you're so sleepy you can't even speak. It's okay. I'll stroke your hair. And I'll calm you. It'll soothe you right to sleep. No more drifting in and out, yeah? And you wouldn't mind if I stroked you down there too, right? Don't worry. I won't prick you. No, it'll just be like cockworming. No overstim, just calmness. You'll be okay. I promise. You don't have to look so alarmed. Just sleep. I'm right here, my good boy. You're gonna do so good for me. Yes. Yes. See? Nice and slow. Shh, shh, go to sleep. I'm just gonna keep pleasing you. It'll be good for you in the end. Yeah, you'll thank me. You'll know that I'm the only one who can make you feel like this. Oh, I love you. Oh, so handsome. Asleep already. Good night.